Welcome to this week's News of the North. It's June 26, 2018, and I'm your host, Paul Filion, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, buddy, how you doing this week?
Pretty good, you?
I'm about to lose my voice, but aside from that, I'm doing fine. If I sound a little bassier than usual, that's a direct result of that.
We'll try to keep the rumble to a medium.
Well, I wouldn't make any promises I can't keep.
Yeah, that's why it doesn't say minimum.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so it looks like we got a fairly short list this week, only 11 items.
Oh, that's average.
It's okay, we'll make it seem like 20. Okay. So, not shutting up has a way of doing that. First up this week, in our new releases, we have Freebooter Miniatures. New releases for Freebooter's Fate.
Yeah, so they have two miniatures this month. The first one is Velocia. She is a specialist for the Brotherhood. A pretty nice miniature, really dynamic posing of a... She is a... we see her head, which is not something that happens often with the Brotherhood. Usually have hoods and stuff like that, or at least face mask. And so we see more skin than usual. But a nice pose with the double, the two daggers or short swords. Not too sure which one they are.
Yeah, they look like short swords, but they might be daggers.
Yeah, just for a miniature purpose. Yeah. Everything is bigger. And the second one is Maître Charlemont, which is kind of a fighter.
He's a pugilist.
Pugilist, yeah, that's what I was looking for the Deban, their new French team faction. Nice mustache.
I was thinking he would make a great Bloody Bradigan.
Yep, absolutely.
Much better than the default Bloody Bradigan figure. But anyway. Yeah, he's kind of awesome. She looks nice. I'd like to see other angles, because right now all that really stares at me is the fact that her cleavage is in my face.
Yeah, for sure.
Because she's kind of hunched over and that's facing the camera.
If you click on her name in the news release, you get to her page and you have other angles.
Yeah, she'll okay. Seeing her from other angles, she has a very nice model. It was just tough to gauge from that front shot they used.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get an idea of the model's proportions because of the angle. No, it looks like it's well put together. Very cool. And yeah, same goes for the pugilist. Maître Charlemont is also well put together. It's a nice model. Pricing. Do we have pricing?
Individual pages.
Yeah, 12 euros for him, or 11.90. And she must
be the same for
same
her.
Thing. Yeah. So, pretty standard for boutique individual miniature. All right. Next up, Privateer Press, Shrine of the Lawgiver on pre-order.
Yeah, so this is another of their items that's under the Buy Black Ender Back Anchor Heavy Industry label. So, as it's a first release, you get that model, which is a first... I'm drawing a blank.
Structure.
Structure for the Protectorate of Menat, which is also just the second one in the game, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and as usual, yeah, they have a special item to add if you pre-order in the first wave, and this one, it's a Noven Myth.
I would really... First off, I think the model is quite nice for what it is. It's a big church. I like the look of it. I would like to understand how they price Bahi product.
I have no idea.
Because looking at the size of that, and looking at, say, the Manowar battle engine, that was also Bahi, the Manowar battle engine, I believe, is more expensive.
I think so.
And is smaller in every single way. Yeah, the Manowar one was 85. This is 75.
Yeah,
that's and probably I don't understand.
Big flat parts, so less molds or less complicated molds. I have no idea.
I don't know. There seems to be a lot of overhangs and stuff. Well, yeah. I guess they're doing it.
I don't know how it makes sense compared to the other pricing for the size, even in resin, because resin does custom things, so it can be just one giant piece. So
it just seems strange.
Yep.
All to be said, I think at that price, for a model that size, it makes sense. $75 seems seems worth it in terms of cost for a model of that size. Now, is it worth it in terms of gameplay? I don't know. I don't know what the final version of the rules were for that item, so I don't know if it's worth a $75 investment to get it on the table. But
yeah, I don't know if the gameplay didn't have an impact in the value. Like wanting to not make out, put out the structure at $200. So I don't know. They're probably not taking a loss, but they might not be making
a ton. Yeah.
The same margin that they do on other miniatures.
That's true. That's very true. They may have gauged interest to be lower, so they price it accordingly. That's very possible.
Like Game Workshop did be in the past, where core troops were cheaper than elites and rares. For the same type of models.
Or even more models, right? You get more models for less money. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's a very good point. Anyway, on sale, or on pre-order now. Looks really cool. You too can own a church for only $75 US. All right, next up. Privateer Press, July Mini Crate, Crossbones.
Yeah, so this, the Mini Crates are their exclusive limited edition models. They do one every month and they destroy the mold. So you can get it that month and that's it. Mm-hmm. So this one is based on Gaston Cross, which is a mercenary junior warcaster and also a warcaster. So I don't know if this one is for which version of it.
Oh, he may count as both even.
Maybe. That's possible. Because it's a full-fledged, his second version is a full-fledged warcaster.
Yeah, and it just says based on Gaston Cross, so you may be able to use it as either.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it doesn't have the lieutenant or
whatever. His title isn't fully there.
So it may be count as either.
Yeah, the model has a similar vibe, but he is armed only with his daggers, and he has more of a pirate feel that you can get from the bones part of the name.
Yep. No, he's very cool looking. I will be picking him up. My subscription is still going, so.
Yeah, him being out now remind me that I forgot to order the pig lady.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, that's fine. It's not like I'm that much into War Machine right now, so it's just too bad. I'll probably find somebody who ordered one too many. And
Maybe Guillaume doesn't want it or something.
Yeah, he has minions, so.
Yeah, I know, and it's Guillaume. He's an avid miniature collector. He's the only person I know that gets the subscription, so. It's worth a shot.
Yeah. Not the problem, but still. I forgot.
Nope. Well, yeah, so $20, super cool model, limited edition, crazy. Next up, Nuts Planet, Huntress Aruna.
Yeah, so this one is a bust, a 1/12 bust in resin of a sci-fi female hunter.
Yeah, bounty hunter, I guess.
Maybe.
Well, I don't know what else you'd be.
Yeah. Big game hunter, like alien hunter.
With a sawed-off shotgun? I like that there's a scope on the sawed-off shotgun, because that totally makes sense, and it's on the side of it. So I don't even know how you'd use it, but that's okay. It looks awesome. I forgive its lack of usefulness for a cool factor. And I'm not even sure why you'd have a scope on a gun when you have so many goggles and doodads on your head. She is well equipped.
Yeah. Might not be a scope. Might be a laser pointer or a red mark.
It's got a cutout for her eye, right?
But we don't see her eyes
anymore. Exactly. That's why it's weird. But it's a cool looking model. It's a very cool sci-fi bust. And it's a neat take on like a bounty hunter or whatever type of hunter she is.
Oh, there's a version without the headgear. So there's an alternate head where the binocular makes more sense. The binocular, but
scope.
The scope on the gun makes more sense then.
I can't find this image you're talking about.
So yeah, I'll have to send you another link for that. And it also has the price now there, which we didn't have in the first link I put in the doc. I'll have to update that.
Oh, so what's the price?
$40 US.
That seems very, very reasonable.
Yeah, but it's a kind of bust price.
I don't really see it on its... Well, a lot of their busts are $75, $70 US, so that price is actually very affordable for them. Though some of their newer stuff is in that 45 to 40 range, so
mm-hmm.
I guess it just depends on the detail level. Very cool. All right. Next in line, Artel W Miniatures, the Chastener.
Yeah, this looks like it's an Imperial Guard or whatever their name, new name is. You correct me every time we mention them.
Astro Militarum?
Yeah.
Or maybe he's got them all. Maybe he's Adeptus Arbites.
Yeah, I think he can be whatever he wants.
When you carry a big stick, usually.
Yeah, got a shotgun in his back or whatever the name of that weapon is in 40K now.
Well, it's probably like scattergun or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
He has a lot of kit. He's got a bolt pistol, a plasma pistol, a power maul, shotgun,
He's really, really well equipped. You have also two heads option, the bare head and one with the helmet and visor.
Yeah, the helmet is what makes me think Arbites.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, actually, his logo on his shoulder is a fist. So, I don't know if he's supposed to be a pretty old fit. I don't know, this is weird.
But it looks cool. Scout Lieutenant, maybe?
Maybe, question mark? He's very cool. Whatever he is, he's very cool looking. $16 US, comes with a ton of bits in resin. Seems fairly reasonable.
Yep.
And fairly in line with what we usually see from Martel. So, there you have it. All right, next in line, just for Steve. Steamforge Games, new Resin Hunters.
Yeah, so as Steamforge mentioned, they are re-releasing the guilds, the associated guilds to the minor guilds that are coming out in resin. So you, instead of doing redoing them fully in plastic, with the molds cost too much really for the amount it would sell as people already have a ton of them.
Mm-hmm.
They are at least releasing them in resin, colored resin, and with the updated sculpts. So we have two boxes for them. The Blessed of the Sunfather and the Heralds of the Winter's Moons, which are the same exact content that was available before, but in two new boxes.
Not exactly.
You have the new stuff in the custom balls, the terrain, and the gold. That's were not available before.
That's actually not what I was referring to.
No?
Hunters had a weird...
They had four model boxes, yeah.
Yeah, they had a weird... Exactly, because Cena wasn't in a box, I believe.
Yeah.
At least I think that's what it was.
And he was released with the first wave.
Yep.
Yeah, so yeah, the content is different.
So that's basically true. Cena is now bundled in that second box.
Yep.
It's really cool.
Chaska, I like, also.
Yes.
But they were part of the original batch.
Yeah. I really like the included goalpost. I think it looks cool for both sets. And I like the little spare terrain, the terrain pieces, the tent, I think looks awesome. And the fallen log. I wish Steamforge would make these terrain bits available separately.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would definitely buy those.
Especially the log.
Yeah, I think the log's really nice. I love actually a lot of their scattered terrain that comes... I mean, you can buy the kickoff terrain, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I like a lot of the terrain kits from them.
Yeah, I like that they're pretty spot on with the team. Yeah. Team T-H-E-M-E. And T-A-E-M.
Yeah, I knew what you meant. The theme.
Yeah. That unpronounceable H for French people.
Yeah. I'm not mocking you, I'm just... clarifying for the listeners. I will never make fun of your suave accent.
So both teams both boxes are available for $80 US. They're on pre-order and will be on general release on August 3rd.
Now that makes them pretty scary. $160 US for the team.
Comes to about the same price as Metal and Risen was before, so.
Does it really?
Yeah.
No, can't be.
Yeah, individual models were $18 to $22, so.
Oh, I guess. Canadian or US? $18 to $22.
Probably Canadian.
Yeah, I think this works out to be a bit more expensive.
The big guys were more than that. The big guys went up to 30, so it's about $20 Canadian. So, but you have the ball and the terrain
pieces.
Yeah. So yeah. It's a bit more than before, depending on the size of the players, but you get more in the box.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's overpriced by any means. I'm just saying it's not cheap.
Right? No, for sure.
But the models are very, very nice. You know, Steve is actually considering, half jokingly, half seriously, rebuying the whole team because the new sculpts are nice. And I think they fixed the scale problems because the hunters were out of scale with the rest of the game in a pretty bad way. I mean, that Hearn was enormous.
Yeah.
You could fit like 6 or 7 regular models inside his volume, so it was crazy.
Mm. Yeah, but everything else has been getting bigger too. So
yeah, but still Hearn stands out as really, really large. So yeah. It's, but yeah, anyway, so good job, Steam Forge. Keep the good work. I want to see those resculpts. I want to see what they're going to do with fish eventually.
Well, they will probably keep the new design they did for the Indiegogo, the plastic Indiegogo. I don't know if they will redesign them or just use those.
They'll probably just use that. It makes sense.
They were nice already, so.
Yep. For sure.
We might see some tweaks here and there, but my guess is they're going to be used that for both the butchers and the fishermen.
Makes sense. All right. Next in line, we have Corvus Belly Infinity releases for July.
Yeah. Lots of models for most of their factions. It's already worth going to enter to our Facebook page and scroll to that section or use the link we have provided. My favorite model in there is the Ryko Armored Brigade.
Yeah, it's exactly what I'm looking at. That's awesome.
Kind of a shield and a railgun? Is that it?
Yeah, and he seems to have like some sort of pack on his back. Thing is, I don't know if he's a tag. Because aren't tags like... They're battle suits, right? And your arms stick out the side. Like the tags all have a set of human arms underneath the regular arms.
Yeah, but that's I'm drawing a blank. But that's for the combined army.
Yeah, well, exactly. So I don't
like the monkey kind of looking guys. That's the faction I like. The sub faction I like
in
the game, but because they are alien, they probably don't have the same technology. They're maybe not be limited to having the arms and legs sticking out.
I'm just wondering if it's maybe just some sort of robot suit or something, like a automaton. Anyway, it's really cool looking.
Yeah.
It is really, really cool because they are more advanced, right?
Driven.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
But the thing looks super cool. I love the arm shield. I love the gun. The predator type head thing on the side. Like the trophy on his shoulder, I think looks awesome.
Oh, the Morats. That's their name.
Yes, the Morats is the army.
And that model, the Ryko, existed before, and he had legs and arms sticking out. So,
oh, did he? Is this a resculpt?
New version is, I don't know if it's a change in background. Maybe it's bigger scale and the guy fits fully in the torso. No idea.
I don't know, but man, I keep looking at it from different angles. This game has such cool models. If I could only get into the damn rules, I would own so much of this game. I love so much of their look. The Ariadna guys that look like G.I. Joe action figures, like, I love them all. I just can't wrap my head around the rule set. It makes me sad.
Yeah.
They look so much like G.I. Joes. Anyway. What's the faction I bought? I bought a bunch of Ariadna before the scale change. That's the other thing. Everything I have doesn't fit with the new scale, so it would look kind of weird because they're tiny in comparison.
If it, you don't mix within your own team, I don't think it matters that much. But if you want to get some of the new miniatures, then it would look weird.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyway, awesome dude. I don't think we have pricing, but I mean, it's going to be tag priced.
Oh, yeah. It's really big, so it's going to cost a lot. And the rest of the models are nice, too.
Yeah, there's other models.
We're drilled on that specific one, but the rest are nice.
Some of the models, I think, I don't...
Some are repacks or just...
Like the Tank Hunter, which I have, looks like the original Tank Hunter I have, and he looks smaller than the guy standing around him, so I guess his scale is still tiny.
Yeah, but that one they called a repack, so it's probably just a new package combining two of the
two of them
together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy was awesome. Oh, I gotta stop looking at these models. It means that I have to play a game with Yom. Fate worse than death. Anyway. Love you, Yom. Next up.
He would love you if you played it.
Yeah. Plascraft Games, new sci-fi color ed terrain.
Yeah, so they released a new line. Their colored terrain is pre-painted plastic cards.
Printed. It's printed plastics, on plastic
cards. Yeah. Kind of plastics terrain. So it's a line of terrain sci-fi that kind of fits the desert planet in
Tatooine.
Tatooine, yeah.
I was thinking,
snow planet, right?
I mean, it also could work for Infinity.
Yeah, for sure. But they already have so many more for Infinity made.
Yeah.
And they have a bundle with everything using Star Wars Legion models.
Turku spaceport.
Yeah. Kind of sell that they are targeting that game specifically.
You'll never see a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. Yeah.
Nice stuff.
Absolutely nice stuff. Price point, it's not really cheap, but considering it's snapped together and pre-colored, you know, you get good value out of it.
Yeah. Also has the advantage of, compared to some MDF, so there's more curve to stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Steering being a bit more flexible, so they do allow for
curvature, just a bit more flexible than wood. Yeah,
but it's also more fragile.
Yeah,
that's one of the comments I've heard about the terrain. So
yeah, because it is fairly thin styrene, so it can be brittle. Right, and price points. I mean, they start at basically 11 euros and go up to 40 50. Euros.
Yeah.
So there you have it. All right. That takes us to our Kickfarter. Kickstarter. I'm not even going to bother editing that out because it's too funny. Kickstarter and crowdfunding news.
If only there was a joke with the first item, it would fit or something. It was Nurgle related. Or pigs. Yeah.
No, it's just me being retarded.
Yeah.
All right. First up is Cigar Battle Box. No. Cigar Box Battle Mats for Miniature Gaming.
Yeah, so it's an existing company. They are producing mats in fleece, which is a material we don't see much of.
Nope, that's for sure.
And for this Kickstarter, it's a huge line. They have a lot of different themes, but they are targeting specifically 6x4 battle mats. So if you want other sizes, you're out of luck.
Well, you can maybe buy directly from their website. I didn't check.
But
I'm assuming the manufacturer
have those new designs in it yet.
Very true.
It goes all over the place. You have terrain, swamp, sci-fi, different scale, alien planets, sea, everything.
Yeah, and the patterns are really nice. I like the detail level. And they look different than what we usually see for mats, so their artwork is quite excellent.
Yeah. You even have a DBA special release, and DBA plays on really small plate. I think it's 3x3. So the mat you can cut out, it has 2 3x3 on it and terrain that you can cut out.
That's very cool. I'm just looking at their website. They have a ton of offerings on their website too. It's insane. Most of what they do seems to be 3x3 or 4x6. I don't see any 4x4s. Some 2x2 ocean mats or whatever. There's, yeah, odds and ends, but yeah, 4x4 is not what they do, apparently.
There's probably already enough people doing them.
I guess so. All so, right. So let's talk a little about the numbers.
Yeah.
So go ahead. You're about to say
you can get a mat, a single mat for $59, and as you go up, you get a slight discount depending on how many you order.
Yeah, absolutely.
And their estimated delivery is pretty soon. It's September.
Yeah, it's so right around the corner. And I'm just gonna look at the numbers here. I don't know what shipping is. I'm assuming you pay whatever the shipping is at the end. I don't think about shipping being included, so that would probably kill them.
No, shipping will be paid by PayPal at the end.
Yeah. So let's look at the numbers. They were looking for $5,000 US. They're currently at $16,634 US with 19 days left to go. So this Kickstarter will be fully funded on Sunday, July 15th, 2018. Next up, we have Cerberus Miniatures, detailed 32mm resin fantasy miniatures.
So this is they are creating a new universe, a new world to build character for. It's a line of fantasy resin miniatures in 32mm scale. High quality, they say. It's all... they have nice artworks, and then it's 3D sculpted and printed. So you will get the resin cast out of those production mold. I think there's 4 available models right now. Yeah.
Yeah, and some of the models look quite good.
Yeah.
Some of them I have some like design questions about. I'd like to see the final model before I could really make a decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Veal Emissary, which looked like a Necromancer. There is Lazarus, which looks like a jumping knight or jumping...
Yeah. He's the one I find looks odd. His cloak looks very thick and chunky in the back.
Yeah.
I'm looking... They actually have a painted version of him further down, painted by Angel... or Angel Giraldez.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks very good, but that cloak still looks kind of big and chunky.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a way to reinforce it, make it more sturdy, but... And they also have a painted version of the Veiled Emissary, which looks awesome.
Yeah. Pretty nice. And there's 2 more. One looks like an aged warrior.
Yep.
Couldn't say. And the last one looks like one of the same type of warrior, but more of a slave master.
He's called the Slaver. So.
Yeah, okay. I didn't have the name with the artwork at the top, so.
With a name like The Slaver?
Yeah, that's pretty clear.
Self-explanatory. so looking, single miniature pledge is £9. So that's very reasonable for a resin model. And then works up from there. 4 minis is £32. And then they have the Beast, the Claude Volatant, which looks really cool. He's £45, but he'll be 60 pounds after the Kickstarter, so there's a good rebate there. And the pledges go up from there. You know, they're basically bundles of different things. They were looking for £5,500, and they're currently at £3,650. But they do have 20 days left to go, so if they hit their funding goal, this Kickstarter will fully fund on Monday, July 16th, 2018. And last but not least this week, we have Foxtail Studios, Overturn Rising Sands.
So this is a miniature board game, so 1-6 player, semi-co-op, turn-based. It's a setting, it's a magical fantasy setting set in a kind of historical Middle East. So get a ton of miniatures, nice terrain. The basic terrain is printed cardboard. However, in the higher pledge, you can get it in hard plastic. And it looks really nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice details in this game. The hero models look awesome. Actually, all the models look awesome. Not just the heroes, but like the beasts and bosses. I think they look amazing. Like we said, the terrain looks like it's going to be outstanding as well. Production value in the game is excellent.
Yeah, for sure. If it's a team that interests you, getting that terrain and just a miniature, even if like the board game, I cannot comment on the rules and on the gameplay, but just for the content, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, the entry level pledge for the core box plus all unlocked stretch goals is only $117 Canadian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the collector box, the one that comes with the plastic, is $178 Canadian.
It's almost worth it just to get the terrain.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, $60 to get all that and all the terrain and plastic. That's That's 14 buildings and plus accessories in plastic.
Yeah, it's an outstanding value. And I don't think we're the only ones to think so. Because they were looking for $45,000 Canadian, and they're currently at $360,221 with 23 days left to go.
Yeah.
So I think they're okay.
Yeah.
This Kickstarter should fully fund on Thursday, July 19th, 2018. And that's it for this week, Antoine. We've made it through the list again.
Yeah, we have still not been able to manage a short show.
It's only 33 minutes.
Yeah, sure.
It could be longer, believe me. All right, I'll talk to you next week, Antoine. Thanks again.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Rolling Dice and Taking Names, a podcast by guys who have a passion for tabletop games and happen to have mics. They discuss all forms of tabletop gaming, from board games to miniatures to RPGs. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.